www.thepetshelp.org.
Hold that note. I was waiting for that. How long did you hold that? No, good day going. Oh.
Not as long as you, but certainly a lot better.
What did you say?
Not as long as you, but she can certainly hold it a lot better.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
According to whom?
According to me.
Really? Rich McFadden at the...
Yeah, see? According to Jennifer, too, apparently.
In our studio. So it's good news time on Good Day. Jennifer and Richie and Charlotte and me and you, everybody together. Here's the story of... I don't know if you heard this or not. Sometimes this stuff gets lost in passing because, as we were earlier acknowledging... there's so much bad news banging about that we don't have fun for the love, the sunshine, the fun. You heard maybe about this two-year-old girl who fell off a fourth-floor balcony at a hotel.
Yeah, and some woman caught her.
In Orlando, and a woman caught
her. Yeah.
Right.
And you know what else happened in the same vein is at Coachella, which is this big music festival last weekend.
Yeah.
A girl, they think she was trying to do it on purpose, jumped off of a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, really.
And someone caught that person by the ankle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this
woman,
Helen Beard, who's a tourist from England. She saw the child hanging from the fourth floor railing, and she was at the pool in the, you know, in the hotel. And she saw, ran over as she fell. The girl slipped through the railing. This is something that's really troubling, and you wonder about these hotels now. I noticed that with some of the buildings my sister was visiting with my stepmother down in Florida, and they're changing a lot of these the balconies, because all the places in Florida have them, and they're all high-rises. So what happens if a child – I worried about that. I had a place in Santa Monica that I was going to buy to live in for a couple of winters. And it was outside. It was ninth floor balcony. I have to get the heebie-jeebies anyway in that circumstance. But a child going out and the rail is far enough apart for the kid to squeeze through it. And that's what happened. The kid just squeezes through it, not knowing. What is a two-year-old? Two-year-old doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Stuck on the third floor in the railing. No scratches, no bruises, no injuries. Nothing. Nothing. No marks. Can you imagine? And psychologically, a two... She'll never remember it. Maybe somebody will tell her about it, and it'll scare the heck out of her when she's older. It's
Can you
really
imagine?
Yeah.
And the British woman? Oh, look at that. A child falling from the air.
Well, that's something.
Here in America.
That's some good news, yeah. 10 past the hour. Here's some other good news. The folks at Radar Online report that when Farrah Fawcett died a couple of years ago, she said she was going to do something with most of her money. And it turns out that she has. $3.5 million set up a cancer charity in her name. The IRS has these newly filed documents, left the money in two separate contributions to the Farrah Fawcett Foundation, dedicated to cancer research. And so now there are others who are stepping up to donate to the new charity. Harrison Ford wrote a check for $50,000. Isn't there something? What did I remember hearing? Donald Trump wrote a check for $100,000 last week to back up somebody else's check of $500,000. Oh, it was Limbaugh. The Limbaugh's Limbaugh has I think it's a lymphoma kind of a cancer charity that he raises money for, and the first check was $500,000 that he kicked in, and then he had Donald Trump on, which is Rush doesn't usually do guests, and if he does them, it's because he thinks that there's really something going on with that person. So the fact that he had Donald, who, by the way, is one of his neighbors in Palm Beach. I think he lives four or five doors now. That's what I'd heard. I've never been to his house, but I know where
Mar-a-Lago. Imagine a conversation over that fence.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right, exactly. So would Limbaugh be a supporter of Donald Trump's?
Yeah.
Who knows, but he certainly is good copy. Here's another. The long list of good things going on. This is, I think, as good as anything that I have felt bright about for a while. This is a reference to a hospital here in Boston called Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Made their name for caring for a lot of patients, a lot of cancer patients. Tony had a lot of treatment there. And so the CEO of the hospital says that the people, the staff, are doing miracles. The hospital had a $20 million deficit, not unlike most other things that appear to be in the real world these days. And it looked like layoffs were inevitable. They have 6,400 people on the staff at Beth Israel. 800 of them would have lost their jobs. Most of the jobs would have been the lowest paid employees, people who work in the food service department, for example. And so, again, $20 million, big number. And the way that it got turned around, the staff, really, this is a heartwarming, this is a great story, actually. You couldn't imagine this happening in the day and age, at least with all the pessimism that there is in the world, you know what I mean? The 13 department heads took pay cuts that totaled $350,000, and that was 10 jobs. And then other doctors who were on staff also gave up $500 to $15,000. They raised $326,000 more that way. So they're up to $700,000.
Yeah.
So that's another 70-some-odd people. And they're apparently at, when I got the story, which was last week, there were more people who were stepping up. So they figure they'll save at least 100 out of the 600 jobs.
That's really cool.
Because people took pay cuts. Yeah,
that's a good story.
Yep, I thought that was a good story. That's why I told it, Jennifer.
You're so good, Dougie.
That's a good story. Yeah, I think those are good stories to tell. Why would you want to know that sort of thing, right, under the circumstances? Yep. Good stuff. More good news, more things flying around in your face, more things happening. As a matter of fact, we're going to focus once again, speaking of good news, on our new theme song, which will bring you fun, sunshine, and love. If you have not visited our video of the day box yet.
It's so funny with this song.
I love this song. But should we just play the song, or do you want to play the roll-up to it, the ramp-up to it?
No, we'll just play the song. You can describe the ramp-up.
I will do that after these words on Good Day, 14 past the hour.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Andro.com. Okay, so again, the reference to our video of the day at DougStephan.com. By the way, if you're not going to the royal wedding, there are a lot of online betting sites you can play.
Is that this week?
Yeah, it's, yeah, hello. betting on everything from the music, the first dance, whether Prince Philip falls asleep during the ceremony, yeah. All kinds of crazy stuff.
I don't know if he will, but I will be.
Stuff, yeah. I want this to be a wedding-free zone.
Let me tell you something. I cannot wait until Saturday so that this is over.
It is. What a waste of time.
1 o'clock in the morning, the coverage starts in L.A.
Yeah, who cares?
Who does that?
Yeah, all right. So anyway, we have
this with Diana,
yeah, Princess
too.
Diana. But there was something different about that. There was something different about her. Anyway, so we have this video of the day at DougStephan.com. Please check it out. The U.K. swing band known as the Jive Aces has a new CD, and from it we have plucked this song, which is more than anything else my philosophy, and I want to pass this philosophy to you. Sunshine, fun.
Mr. Sunshine, we call you here around the studio.
That's what I am, Richie. You're right. Most of the time.
Peter does anyway.
Make
I'm sure
me happy all the while. In this world where we live.
Sounds like Bobby Darin, doesn't it?
A little bit.
More happiness.
Yep. It should be more
so
happiness.
So much joy we can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Let me give you the background of this while you're listening to the in the background. I'll be foreground. It can be background. This video starts off with some really dour news. And the screens are everywhere, and you can see all the news, and people, the clouds are covering the sky, and it's just horrible, the usual way that we think the day starts for many people. Turn on the TV, the radio, and they listen to this stuff. Right. So as everybody's being brought down, this guy wanders in. He's got a yellow ukulele, and he starts singing this song in the restaurant where a lot of patrons are down, really down. And this thing just changes everything for everybody.
You know what?
Crank it up!
I've got a surprise coming up for you in just a couple of minutes.
Heavy
Richie. You're
going
to love this.
All right. Don't you love it? Love, love, love it!
Hey, 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 hey. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
All right. I've got something cool for you here. Here, listen to this. This is the original by More Camby and Wise, a comedy duo from Britain.
Really?
In your smile.
How old is this?
Bring me laughter.
These guys look like they were probably hitting their peak somewhere in the 70s.
Really? So we have more than one version of it, Richie, we can play.
Well, you know what? Funny you mentioned that, because as I was kind of rooting around for this,
yes,
I saw that there is a mix of this that you will absolutely love. Hold on, let me get it.
All right, here we go. Are you in the other studio? Do you go to the other studio?
No, I'm in the main studio.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Can you guess who this is?
Bring me laughter. All the while.
Willie Nelson.
Your new favorite song sung by Willie Nelson.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness.
Yep.
So much joy you can give.
I've never heard this song before. Yesterday when I found this.
Make me happy.
How'd I miss this song?
Through the years.
These guys were a, More Camby and Wise were a BBC comedy duo.
Uh-huh.
And apparently released this song in 1960. Willie Nelson made it a hit in 69.
Really?
So it had to be before that.
All right, so how many versions you can find of this? We'll use them all. I'm serious. This is great stuff. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Why not? Fun, sunshine, love for all ages, men, women, boys, girls, moms, dads. Everybody needs to have joy.
Cher had a version.
Really? Oh, good. You're going to dig them all up. Okay. Find them all, Richie. That's your assignment. Meanwhile, let's celebrate some birthdays. 25 past the hour. Jerry Lieber, the famous Lieber Stoller.
Any relation to Justin Bieber?
No. He was the one who wrote this for Elvis, though. This is how he got started. He was a big record producer. Mike Stoller and Jerry Lieber were a big... they were responsible for the music that you heard in Smokey Joe's Cafe. I rode up on the roof, for example, on Broadway. Going to the Chapel of Love. Remember that? The Dixie Cups.
Yep.
And this song for Elvis Presley. Jerry Lieber is 78 today, born in the state 1933. Happy birthday to him. Paul Mazursky the director of Harry and Tonto, Unmarried Woman, Scenes from a Mall, a Moscow on the Hudson, et cetera, down out in Beverly Hills. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, his birthday is today as well. Born in the state in 1930. Stu Cook, bass player for CCR, looking out his back door. And happy birthday to him with the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Responsible for big hits like Susie Q, Proud Mary, Keep On Keepin' On, Green River, Lodi, Bad Moon Rising, right? Midnight Special, Down on the Corner, Up Around the Bend,
yep.
Looking Out My Back Door, Who Stopped the Rain, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Man, the list goes on and on for that bunch. Al Pacino's birthday is today. We've been talking about that already. Happy birthday to him. Bjorn Ulvaeus with ABBA. Guitar
Bjorn.
Singer with ABBA. Bjorn. Waterloo, Dancing Queen, I Have a Dream. How many of their albums have you enjoyed over the years? I certainly have. Yeah, Jennifer asked me earlier what my favorite album was. This would be close for the Electric Light Orchestra. Yep. Here's Michael Brown, keyboardist with the Left Bank, who's 62 today. Recognize this. What are you laughing at?
This.
Right. This is good stuff. Billy Rankin, guitarist with Nazareth, 52 today. Happy birthday to Hank Azaria, who is one of the voices of The Simpsons, right?
That's it. Many
Andy
voices.
Bell from Erasure is 47 today. Jason Lee is Earl on My Name is Earl.
Nothing but bad things.
And Jason Wilds, Bosco on Third to Watch from the Sun. Got that? Got them all, Richie?
Got them.
Talia Shire.
What is complementary and alternative medicine?
Herbal or dietary supplements, chiropractic care, massage, relaxation techniques, meditation, acupuncture.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dr. Josie Briggs directs the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine at NIH.
Dietary supplements are widely used by Americans. That includes herbal supplements. We generally talk in this term about non-vitamin, non-mineral dietary supplements.
But an NIH AARP survey shows few people talk with their doctor about it.
People 50 and over, many are on prescription drugs, often more than one. And the possibility of an interaction, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, with a prescription drug is an important issue and an important reason to talk to the healthcare provider.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in Rome's have their tomb.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVELYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Expression.
If you set it free and it comes back
right.
to you, it's yours.
If it doesn't, if you set it free and it doesn't come back to you, hunt it down and kill it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll teach it a lesson.
Yeah.
Something pleasant like that. Hi, the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and our weekend. We were doing good news. This is probably moderately controversial, but I will say it anyway because I think it is my definition of good news, things good that happen to either individuals or the collective. I think it is good that WikiLeaks exists. I think it is good that WikiLeaks leaks the information that it does. Latest example over the weekend, details about the Gitmo detainees, 800 classified documents revealing extraordinary details about the activities of the Al-Qaeda operatives who are down at Gitmo. The documents...
Can I tell you I'm glad they named it that, by the way?
What, Gitmo?
Gitmo.
Yeah, it's just such a great name.
Gitmo.
Yeah,
Gitmo, you're done.
You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. Remember that line?
Yep.
You can't handle a wall.
Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, so CNN got early access to these files, and they reveal, among other things, the way detainees behaved while at Guantanamo, how they were assessed in terms of their danger to the U.S. Intelligence assessments of all of the 779 individuals who have been held there since 2002. They describe some of the detainees as being compliant, complacent. Others threatened violence against the guards. One stated he would fly planes into the guards' houses if he ever got out again.
That's nice.
They also paint in great detail a portrait of Al-Qaeda as it grew stronger in Afghanistan in the late 1990s and early 2000s, preparing for the attacks. And yet we decided to go into Iraq instead of Afghanistan. This is the kind of stuff that is important to understand. The real problem was Afghanistan, and yet we didn't want to or didn't, for whatever the reason, we were all asleep. But why? Why did we start going into Afghanistan? This is the question that has been asked all weekend. It has been asked for a long time because a lot of people voted for Barack Obama because they thought he was right, and he was, only he was too late to the party, that the real problem was Afghanistan. Afghanistan is no problem, no danger, no interest in the United States whatsoever. There, all they want to do is make their drugs and sell them. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we have no business being there.
Let them do it.
Now we have Libya. John McCain, I'm very disappointed in him, thinks we ought to send troops in there. I mean, for God's sakes, how much of this stuff can we keep doing?
I know.
And for what purpose?
Yeah, nobody seems outraged by what's going on in Africa and what has been going on in Africa.
Because there's no oil there. Hello?
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm pleased to read all of this stuff at the behest of Mr. He's not even there. Where is Assange still in jail? Where is this guy? Anybody know?
I don't know where he is. I don't think he's in jail, though, is he?
He went to Sweden. They extradited him to Sweden. Supposedly, they got him on rape charges or something, and that's the last anybody's heard from him.
Here's an
interesting document that...
Oh, look, Google is tracking him as we speak.
Really? Okay, that's good. I'm looking at some of the documents here. Bodyguard for bin Laden. His name is Sanad Yislam. They stated that he would have been willing to die that's why he's a bodyguard for bin Laden. He may have had knowledge of Al-Qaeda's nuclear and chemical programs, and that's why they've got him. Anyway, the point is that this is good information, good to have, and I'm happy. You can agree or disagree with me. That's up to you. It's not material. Everybody has their different way of looking at things like this. I think we needed to know this sort of thing, keeping people on their toes. We are very poorly. There is something going on. As I said earlier a couple of times in the program today, my sister and I talking a lot about this. You know, it's funny how you get together sometimes. My sister, when her children are around, would never have this conversation. Never, ever.
Really?
Have this. Nope, she wouldn't have had this conversation.
But how come?
Well, because she still looks at her children as children and doesn't like
how
to upset them. Let's see. Well, Devin is Brendan's age, so early 30s. And Kelsey graduates from college next month, so she's 22. So they're 22 and 32.
Wow.
There's no way that Nancy would.
But they're always your babies. Gonna,
yeah, that's it. They are.
Yep. Right. Yeah, I try to protect my kids from the harsh reality.
Bad
of the world.
News, if you will. Not
but
the kids don't
little.
See it.
I mean, my kids aren't 20.
Well, your children shouldn't be exposed to any of this stuff. Now, as they get older and they learn, hopefully, about history from you, if they can't get it in school, you're going to be serious enough to teach them. And I think they ought to learn about their mother's home country, Colombia, as well. They ought to have a good, well-rounded understanding.
We watched a special on the History Channel the other day on George Washington, because Sean has learned a lot about George Washington this year in the first grade.
Right.
And
does he call him the father of our country? Is that what he thinks he is?
He knows him as being called that. Whether he calls him that, no, he calls him George Washington. But the thing that caught his interest is they talked about what a great spy and espionage expert, really the first espionage expert that George Washington was.
Yeah.
And really how he was not a great general and a great...
He was not a good leader, per se.
Strategic military leader, but he was so good at throwing off the British with misinformation that he always caught them with their pants down.
Yeah.
And it was just fascinating to watch that.
Yeah. So then that's good that you are doing your best to expose him to that. That's very good.
The good part is that he stayed interested and engaged in the television special about George Washington for a good 45, 50 minutes. Yeah. Usually I would think after 10 minutes, okay, I'm gone. But no, he was interested.
All right, let me relate one other thing to you about the you have heard me over the years be extraordinarily critical. I think we have no business in Iraq, or had no business going there. I think we needed to be there after the fact when we messed everything up to straighten it out. Now we don't need to really be there to the extent that we are spending the money that we are. Afghanistan is a complete waste of money. We have no business being there at all. And if you want to help with the no-fly zone in Libya, okay. Putting troops in there, wrong, 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 wrong. Now, having said that, during the Iraq thing...
Don't beat around the bush. Tell us where you stand.
I remember talking about... Well, people got upset with me because I said what I did about Donald Rumsfeld, who is an enemy of the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
He is a bad dude.
Feeling all kinds of brazen today, aren't we?
Well, remember when we talked about the value? There were 4,900 soldiers who lost their lives in Iraq. And if we'd have been using MRAPs instead of Humvees, we'd have saved every...
Sure.
There had been 10%, maybe 400, 500, 600 casualties, and that was it. All the people that were getting killed and maimed were in the Humvees. And it was because Rumsfeld made a decision without consulting Bush or anybody. He probably talked to his buddy Cheney about it, and they were two peas in a pod. But they decided not to spend taxpayer dollars. The MRAPs cost about $700,000 a piece to make. Have you ever seen them? Now they're all over the place. Now the war's over in Iraq. They got them everywhere. They are about three times as big as a Humvee. They are basically an armored carrier that's very heavily protected and has all kinds of guns and special stuff on it. But when the MRAPs drive over the landmines, nothing happens to them. They don't blow up. They don't. They're so strong that they aren't to be penetrated. Whereas the Humvees got blown to smithereens, and so did the people that were inside of them.
Right.
So anyway, so Rumsfeld, you know, all those of you who think that because of the party he belongs to, you know, it's the last great way of saving the country is to believe what those jerks tell you. Here's another example of his incapacity to deal with anything other than his ego. Did you know... Now, remember now, during the Iraq War, Cher raised $5 million to buy new helmets for the men who were in service. Do you remember that?
Yes,
we talked about that.
I do remember that.
Okay. So now, why isn't the government with $700 billion in expenditures for our war effort, why aren't we getting better helmets? Well, because there was no real money. Whoever was making the helmet, most of them were made in China or someplace else. They weren't made in our country. There's no money in it, and there was no local constituency to serve, so they let them wear these helmets that basically hadn't been changed for, 40, 50 years? You see basically the same helmet they wore in World War II. The guys are wearing those helmets over in Iraq.
See, that's interesting, because just the other day I heard a report on the local news station here that they were testing new underwear.
Yes, ballistic boxers.
I've heard about that.
They're called ballistic boxers. All right, so fast forward, Richie,
to
that story.
And along with that, we're trying to improve the helmets.
Better helmets, exactly. All right, so that's the story in a nutshell. Supposedly, the boxers are supposed to, they won't stop a bullet or shrapnel, but the silk that they're using stops small projectiles like those that are kicked up in an explosion. And the same is true for these hats. I mean, it doesn't sound like it affords a lot of protection, but it's better than they have right now wearing just general body.
Right. Cotton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Polyester.
Yeah.
Silk.
Right. Silk. There are all some other things that are being used to protect the groin area. There are, you know, we have athletic supporters, and they're making cups now of stainless steel. I don't know how comfortable it is.
Yeah,
that's kind of
big
stuff.
Like underwear out of stainless steel?
Well, they're making a cup. You know what a cup is. A man involved in athletic pursuits is going to wear a cup, a jock strap, or whatever it is that you want to call it.
So you're going to hear ping. Ding dong.
Right. And also, they have hired people from the NFL. This is really crazy. The Defense Department has hired people from the NFL to design new helmets that provide better protection from blunt force contacts. They want the military to wear helmets like the NFL has. What strikes you about that? That's crazy.
Nothing.
Nothing. You think it's normal?
I think the NFL spends a lot of money and a lot of time.
So why haven't they gotten this before?
It's been 60 years. Millionaires' heads from blunt force trauma. So I think that's a natural place to go.
Why didn't they do it before?
It's a good idea. I'd probably slap the guy on the back who thought of it and said, that's a great idea. Why didn't we think of that before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because there's no money in it. I told you why before, because there's no money in it. And so now, anyway, they've got people, as Richie said, he heard the story late last week. I think this sort of surfaced. It's pretty interesting to look at some of the new things. But we spend so much money on war and armaments, and we have this military-industrial thing that goes on and on and on. But it's good to know. Well, it's not good that we're involved in wars, but if you're going to send men out there and women in harm's way, why wouldn't you want to give them every ultimate protection instead of doing what we did in Iraq and wasting all of those lives? Unbelievable. Okay?
Feel better?
I think that people ought to know that stuff, don't you?
Absolutely.
Part of the info comes out of the WikiLeaks thing. All right, so here's something else that's good to know. Jennifer has natural radiance. I've told you that before.
Thank you.
Natural radiance. She gets that in part because she uses night skin at night. There are a lot of people using Tautinol, a product from the same company. These folks have put together a lot of, you hear me talking about Tautinol, daytime protection for your face, your skin, because of all of the great things that are put into this protective reinforcement of your skin structure. That's what Tautinol has. Vitamin C ester in it. Offers maximum protection against cell oxidation, free radicals. If you're very fair skin like Jennifer is, you have a propensity to get skin cancer. You don't want to do that. You want to protect your skin. Tautinol does that during the daytime. Night skin probably establishes and reformulates and reworks your skin at night. So you're feeding it, and that's what is so good. Protect it in the daytime with Tautinol. Feed it at night with Night Skin. Here's how you get these products. Night Skin, you can get a free bottle of that puppy just by calling this number, 800-607-7078. Free bottle of Night Skin, 800-607-7078. You can also get a free bottle of Tautinol in a sort of an interesting deal. So do it both at 800-607-7078, will you?
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feast, coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang on.
Busted! Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
As painful as it is to do, it's a Monday. Let's check out those prices at the pump. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. There's an old adage, what goes up must come down. But there's good reason to doubt that gas prices will come down as fast or as far as they've gone up. The question is, when will those prices come down? Here are the latest numbers. The latest Lundberg survey of 2,500 gas stations across the country finds the average price of self-serve regular at $3.88 a gallon now. That's 12 cents a gallon higher than just 2 weeks ago. About a dollar more a gallon than what we were paying last year at this time. Survey editor Trilby Lundberg, who's been at this for quite a while, feels gas prices may have peaked due to decreasing demand and slowing in the rise of crude oil prices. But there are many others who feel an average of $5 a gallon in the coming months is inevitable. And what happens if we do reach $5 a gallon?
$5 a gallon, I'm going to start walking, you know, unless I have to go out of the area, but it's ridiculous.
That driver echoes the sentiment of so many of us. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling for an investigation into the soaring price of gas. Blumenthal is praising President Obama for forming a panel to look into the reasons for the high prices, but Blumenthal says the Department of Justice needs to get involved.
There really needs to be an investigation involving, for example, subpoenas and compulsory process, which I used as Attorney General in similar investigations, and send a very strong deterrent message that this country will not tolerate the kind of illegal speculation and hedge fund activity that may be driving prices up.
Blumenthal spoke on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, but as any investigation into price gouging or manipulation will take time, all we can do in the meantime is grab the nozzle
Put it in the tank, squeeze it, grin, and bear it. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Bolt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
It's a brand new week on Wall Street following a three-day weekend. The market was closed last Friday in observance of Good Friday. Ahead this week, no doubt, earnings numbers will play an important role in what happens to the market. Wall Street expects 180 firms to file their quarterly earnings this week. There will also be a continued focus on the price of crude oil, which closed last Friday at $112.29 a barrel, up another 84 cents a barrel last Friday. Following a tornado that struck St. Louis and the surrounding area Friday night, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon toured some of the damage yesterday.
I have never, in my 20 years of being around this stuff, seen a damage field as long as this one.
The governor declaring a state of emergency across Missouri following the outbreak of severe weather from Friday. Flight activity at the tornado-damaged Lambert-St. Louis International Airport is expected to run at 85% today. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Lucky for you, you know Raphael, and Raphael knows everyone.
The animated feature Rio, number one again, pulling in another $26.8 million. And finally, with all the speculation of who might be running for president, we had a denial over the weekend. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he is not running for president. He said so on Fox News Sunday.
I promised the public that I would fill out 4 years if they elected me. I have 981 days left, but who's counting?
Sounds to me as if he wasn't explicit enough about whether he's running.
I'm not running for president. Is that explicit enough?
With all due respect, Mr. Mayor, no. You said you're not running now, but you didn't say you wouldn't run later. You see, you have to issue a denial such as the one from New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie last November when he was asked yet again whether he's planning to run for president. Here's what he said.
I don't want to. I'm not going to. There's zero chance I will. I don't want to run for president. You know, short of suicide, I don't really know what I'd have to do to convince you people that I'm not running. I'm not running.
Now, that's what I call a denial. Although, if you read between the lines, even Governor Christie may have left the door open a crack. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.